March 28, Holiness. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. God has from eternity chosen man to be holy. This is the will of God concerning you, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. The echo of his voice comes to us, ever saying, holier, holier still. And ever our answer is to be, yes, Lord, holier still. No man receives holiness as a birthright or as a gift from any other human being. Holiness is the gift of God through Christ. Those who receive the Savior become sons of God. They are his spiritual children, born again, renewed in righteousness and true holiness. Their minds are changed. With clearer vision, they behold eternal realities. They are adopted into God's family, and they become conformed to his likeness, changed by his Spirit from glory to glory. From cherishing supreme love for self, they come to cherish supreme love for God and for Christ. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Justification means pardon. It means that the heart, purged from dead works, is prepared to receive the blessing of sanctification. God has told us what we must do to receive this blessing. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 15. The love of God, cherished in the heart and revealed in the words and acts, will do more to elevate and ennoble human beings than all else can. In the life of Christ, this love found full and complete expression. On the cross of Christ, the Savior made an atonement for the fallen race. Holiness is the fruit of this sacrifice. It is because he has died for us that we are promised this great gift. And Christ longs to bestow this gift on us. He longs to make us partakers of his nature. He longs to save those who by sin have separated themselves from God. He calls upon them to choose his service, to give themselves wholly into his control, to learn from him how to do God's will. Signs of the Times, December 17, 1902.